Sounds like a water bong.
And this just in. He's an idiot. And we're the cunning buffoons. I am Dylan.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Adam.
And today we're here to talk about... Yeah. What are you throwing?
Well, I was over, like, about to waterfall it, but there was that stupid, like, little bead pack in.
Yeah, why do they put that in
there? Moisture control.
So that it doesn't mold.
Yeah.
Let it mold.
It's like you knew that.
Well, let it mold.
Oh.
The mold is good for you.
Yeah.
That's how they discovered penicillin.
Isn't that just
after
mold
they
protein?
Killed 100,000 people, but you know, whatever. No, I don't think mold is protein.
That's protein, bro. Mold, man.
That's what I thought.
I mean, do you like cheese?
Sir.
What the?
I didn't know.
I didn't even get it into the camera angle, and it's a wide angle lens. Like, come on, bro.
I mean, he hit the between the two lights right there, so if that counts for some.
There's no target over there. For the throwing cards, we're going to put the target by Tasia.
I won't hit
know
you.
That I like this.
I'm actually surprisingly really good at throwing. I'm going to miss every single one once we put up the target.
Oh, when Dylan gets the throwing cards, I'm walking out the door.
Rare's back.
Look.
Hums it at you.
I hit my sister in the eye, point blank range with the card. I didn't mean to because I wasn't aiming for
point blank is nothing.
With a throwing card? Like an actual freaking sharpened throwing card?
No,
like a regular card.
Yeah,
right. Okay, so you was being Gambit.
Yeah.
You watch too many X-Men episodes.
Yeah,
no.
Every kid has done that. And, okay, if this winds up as short or if you watch the episode, please comment. If, as a kid, you watched X-Men, any freaking iteration, and Gambit showed up, if after that you got a deck of cards and you started throwing them at people.
But one time,
at people.
Because they make, like, actual, like, magic throwing cards. Like, just the cards, they're thicker. So I glued two together.
Yeah. The plight
I could cut
the plight
paper
of broke
them.
People.
I could cut paper with them.
That's rude, dude.
It was fun. I like cutting things.
Yeah, I was throwing them at
so I do good girls like bad guys.
I figured certain events in your life would cause you to calm down a little, but I guess not.
I've had this question for a real long time.
Do you need to shout out anybody today?
No.
Okay.
Who did you shout out last?
The last person I shouted out was Weston.
I don't even remember that. When'd you do that?
I remember he just texted me the other day and said, I'm getting caught up. Thanks for the shout out. You're welcome.
Cool.
Cool.
Which one's Weston? Avis?
The gay looking one.
That narrows it down by none.
You were at junior high camp. The one that kept giving the freaking junior high kids his number.
Maybe don't do that.
Yeah.
Definitely don't do that.
Yeah, speaking of 12-year-olds. Oh my
God. This was a high schooler?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But well, I mean, like, okay. It depends because the junior high camp is your freshman year is when you stop going. Like, that's your last year. So, I mean, technically, some of them are in high school.
I don't think it's a good idea to have that close of ages together. That's like when someone gets out of college, and, like, they, like, I've had several teachers who, like, graduated real young and everything, and so they're 22 to 24 teaching in a high school.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's just not.
Dating someone?
Well, huh? No.
That's not the goal, but
yeah.
It happens a lot.
I mean, we had a teacher get put in jail because she was banging some of the students, but that was in sixth grade.
That's so wrong.
Sounds like liberty problems.
Yeah, yeah. And she was doing it in the classroom. And the bad part was, like, she wasn't a bad-looking gal, but, like, everybody was all like, oh, the guys are going to be so traumatized. I'm like, they're freaking high-fiving each other. They're not traumatized.
No, I guarantee you.
They're not upset whatsoever.
They were still traumatized. I don't care.
Yeah, compared to their home life, banging a teacher in the back of the science lab was a whole lot better than what they had at home.
That's
so
terrible. Please stop.
Please stop what?
Anybody been, like, craving Taco Bell? Is that just me?
I had a few.
You been into my gummies?
No.
I had it a week ago. It was pretty good. I liked it.
Like a good, like, just Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. Like a good Taco Bell.
I could eat some Taco Bell.
Now, what's that one thing that it's a quesadilla, but they don't call it a quesadilla, do they?
The Crunchwrap.
That's my jam.
You think it's gross. Like, you think, because, like, they'd be like, give me it with just beans. No, don't be a freak.
What?
Crunchwrap, pretty good.
Yeah. Your mama used to go there and be like, was it the Mexican pizza?
That's not bad.
I need a Mexican pizza, no beef, and add beans. And the one guy, years ago, it was only one dude that did it once. But he was reading it back, and he was like, oh, Mexican pizza, sans beef, and what do you say with the beans?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know.
He said it so, like, fluently.
So
and it sounded elegant. I'm like, I never thought you could think someone was elegant in speech speaking through a drive-thru window at Taco Bell.
Because when I was a vegetarian, Taco Bell was like the only option for fast food.
And Taco Bell was cheap then.
French fries. And you know, it was cheap.
Yeah.
And one time I said, no beef. Beef as in moo.
It's like every fast
like
food.
Yes. As in moo.
Three of us, I think it was like $20, $30, $40 maybe, one of those.
Okay,
two.
Buddy. You just rounded up like this guy.
What are you talking about?
Well, you start, then you go up.
Like, there is a time and place to be precise. There is a time and place to be ballpark.
I just don't remember.
His rounding up is always like when I bought the tire the other day from Adam. Adam's like, it says 60 on there, and Dad's like, yeah, just get 80 out. And Adam goes, why'd you just round up $20?
Because it's the next whole number. Like, it's cool. It's chill.
It is the next whole number.
He was like, I was like, yeah, this is what I have to deal with my insurance, Adam. That's why I can't trust the guy. That's how he rounds up.
Your insurance is $100.
You know.
And anytime you want to pay, mister, I just check my bank account. You're welcome to it.
I got you.
So,
don't tell him, though.
So at work, I'll go, yeah, 30, 40, maybe 20, but hey, it is. And they're like, what?
So, one of these days.
I'll hit you up next month, but right now,
dude, you got $32 more than I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro's like big money over here.
Hey,
I didn't realize my Game Pass came out.
Dang.
How much was your Game Pass?
Game Pass is $20 a month.
So $30 a month.
Huh?
What?
The question is, though, like,
gas is just expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have to have a Game Pass?
Okay. Game Pass is $20 a month, and I get 500 free games.
Do you play them?
Nope.
Absolutely not.
They all suck.
That's why I got rid of mine for a year. I was like, I don't play half of these games.
What was it, YouTube, then Apple?
I'm about to get rid of it.
There was one of the phones. I think it was YouTube. They paid like so many millions of dollars for like one of YouTube's albums or whatever. I may have the wrong band to like be pre-installed on the phone.
You know, it's a little
And then they had so many requests from customers trying to figure out how to remove the stinking album that they still got paid, but like at the same time, it's like,
so I do.
How, as a company, when they pre-install stuff. Like, they don't do it as much anymore, but, like, the phones and stuff used to have games on them.
Well,
they would have music and crap on them, and it's like, nobody wants to listen to this crap.
The Moto's pre-download games.
That's what my Android did. Every, like, update, it would, like, download a random game.
Add a new game. Yeah, it's retarded,
like,
though.
I don't play Candy Crush, bro.
Yeah, I...
Why not? The Candy Crush is all
the
rage.
I updated
I don't think
this today. And the only thing it added
was Bubble.
No, it added these two. I don't know what these do.
Oh, yeah.
Preview. It's a document.
Oh.
They added a document. So I can now open my PDFs. Like, this is my resume.
Hey, how do I?
Preview is smoothness.
I gotta be stupid. How do I get to that?
No, wait, what is this? Bedford County 4-H member? Yeah, this is my resume. Y'all want to hear my resume?
Not really.
No. Yeah,
I didn't want to read it anyway.
Bro, how do I get to that one?
And then this is just like a weird game thing.
I need to rebuild my resume.
How do
I have not been able to find it, Mama.
So, Dylan, you want me to teach you something? Just go here and move everything from your home screen. And only have this. Because, look, there's a search bar up here. You can just look up whatever app you want.
Yeah, but I like it.
Your home room looks like a dumpster fire.
Yeah, but I know where
everything
is.
Hang on, wait a minute. Let me see your home.
This is my home.
Okay.
I know where everything is.
I have two apps on my home screen.
And they are?
Discord and Instagram. And I guess
I've got this
if you want to count, call, Safari, text, and Spotify.
But that's like everything I use 90% of the time is on the home page.
Well, my second page is like stuff that
this is stuff I open. This is all I'm opening when I turn my phone on. If I need anything else, I can just swipe over and search it. I don't need to organize all these apps. That's too much work.
Yeah, but see, I use all these on a daily basis.
Well, look.
Every one of not really, not all of them.
If I showed you my Android, everything was like, everywhere I think they needed to be. This is where I think they needed to be on the iPhone.
Yeah, see, and that's how you should do it. You should lay your phone out the way that makes sense to you. Unless you're like your stinking sisters, and they're like, everything's just a random picture. Had no words. None of the apps are labeled. It's just all pictures, and none of the pictures, if you want a picture of a calendar, put a picture of a calendar. No, it'd be like some random artist. And they'd be like, you just got to click this. How can you not figure this out? It's like, because I don't do hieroglyphs.
Well, hey, you know what you do? That's how I have to do their phones. Because it doesn't put the thing here. I cannot, whenever I have to swipe over on their phones. I cannot tell.
Yeah, but I don't even understand why they do it.
Because it looks cool.
No,
sometimes.
It doesn't. It looks retarded.
It looks cool.
That's your opinion.
Do you think it looks cool?
Yeah. I would understand some.
It doesn't make sense, but it looks cool.
Some. Not all of them, but some.
Yeah, see, they'll have like 3 pages of all their apps, and there's like 12 apps per page. Why would you want to memorize all that?
So, I set up Apple Pay today, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Because it wanted me to.
And you could skip that. That's what I did.
I don't know. I want it anyway. It's good to have.
So, can you pay with apples?
Well, no, I can pay with, my phone. I can tap my phone and pay.
Tap to pay is actually kind of cool.
But, I didn't have to type anything in. All I had to do was set it on my card, and it used the tap to pay to sync it. It synced all. It was so freaky.
Yeah, see, I don't like that.
It just, all the information.
See, you can do payments from most phones now.
Yeah.
Like mobile payments. Like, for the Square and stuff, you ain't got to have nothing. You just do the thing and hold the card back here. You know the little box they used to have and plug into the phone and you can swipe the card on it and all that. Oh yeah, I forget you weren't a mobile merchant.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. The little tap pay things that
Oh, they plug into their outlet, right? Is that the one you're talking about?
No, you know when you go to the fair? You know when we rode the helicopter? You know that little square thing they had?
A little white square box, yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Square because it's a square. I just wish they were rectangular.
Well, Dylan forgot his shapes.
Because if they were rectangle and they called them square, I would love it.
Pretty sure they're not called square, but it's okay.
Does a square define that it has to be equal sides? Doesn't it?
Because of square.
No, that's to make things square.
It's been so long.
It's carbonation.
I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day, and they're getting some type of certification for their shop and everything. And he was saying that they had to get certified measuring tools. So he's like, I bought a square for the shop. And he's like, it's the machinist square or whatever. And he's like, it's like a $400 square. And it's just the same thing as that little square sitting up there, but it's certified. My gosh. We're going to need a bigger trash can.
I don't ball, guys.
You think we could get one of them big stock tanks? You think we could hit that?
Guys, I don't ball.
I would miss that on purpose.
I don't ball, guys. I'm not like that.
Should we make a stock tank and fill it with water in here?
I want to throw a car.
Make a little hot tub.
So, I just want to know y'all's opinion on, because it's football season, technically, it's sports season. What's y'all's opinion on, sports in general?
I hate them.
I don't mind sports. The problem is I don't understand the I know a whole lot of people that are really, really into sports, watching them.
That's what I'm talking about, watching them. Yeah, because it's football season.
But they
watching.
Don't.
People who take it serious. I'm
but
like,
they don't.
Bruh.
But they don't play them.
See, okay.
That's the part that gets me. If you're really into basketball and you play basketball and your friends play basketball with
you're
or tennis or whatever, You trying to give him a zen?
Everything I love.
Yeah, absolutely.
What'd you do with your other ones?
They broke. That's why I bought these.
Mine are different. They're unlinked now. I can connect them separate Bluetooth.
Oh.
My earbuds, they unlinked.
You might have to, like, disconnect them.
I did. I like, reset them. They're two separate devices now.
Yeah, one thing mine did.
So you can
was
talk
that,
on the phone on one and listen to a story on the other?
No, because it'll only connect to one at a time and play through one.
Oh, your phone sucks, bro.
Well, no, it says it'll connect them both, but it won't play through both.
My phone will play through all types of crap.
No.
Well, see, mine had a problem where I disconnected them because something was going on, and then they just
did
wouldn't
you get the
reconnect.
Newest ones?
Yes. And then at work, this is the reason I bought them, was that I guess they got too wet. If I put one in, it would say connect, disconnected, connect, repeatedly.
I've thought about it, but they're just so expensive.
Yeah. But these things are cool, I won't lie.
I like the newest ones have a lot of features.
But they just look retarded.
I don't think they look retarded.
Put them in your ear.
They look like these do.
Yeah, they look retarded.
Pull your earbuds out.
They feel more comfortable.
They're in
than
the house.
Like, way more comfortable.
Hey, his earbuds completely wrap around your ear. Which one looks more retarded to you?
One looks like an
I
obvious.
I do like the wrap around
But which one looks more retarded?
Wrap around
yeah,
the ear.
Exactly.
Okay, now, hang on. I have the obvious Bluetooth in my ear, and I am talking to your mama in a store, I do not have random people answer the questions I'm asking her.
Maybe just don't talk on the phone when you're in a store.
Or like the one time you was telling me to get something, and I was like, I don't see this. And I didn't realize she was answering me. And me and you were fussing back and forth, and we was just cutting up. But like then I looked over, and like she squatted down because she was stalking the shelf. And she's just staring at me like, and I'm like, oh, I'm on the phone. And she's like, oh. I was like, yeah, I wasn't being rude to you.
Most people these days realize, oh, he must be on the phone.
You'd be surprised how many people don't.
No, they do. It's...
I People still think I it's do. Rude to be on the phone.
Where?
Shopping.
Wait, why?
Because it's just rude.
I think it's rude to put your phone on speaker.
No, that's incredibly rude. No,
and like walk through Walmart and you're talking about all the surgeries and crap and problems
had.
I don't need to hear
wrong,
about that
but
at
I don't
Walmart.
Think being on the phone is rude. That's a little ridiculous.
Because I'm going in for my mom, and she's like, you got to grab this and that. I ain't going to remember anything until I get there and call her.
Okay,
that's
but
what a text
like,
message is
if,
for.
If I have to make
she's
a call in public, I want to hold my phone to my ear so that it is obvious that I am talking on the phone.
Well, when you have an
that
earbud,
doesn't feel rude.
That
but
is
like
legit showing.
To me, that feels rude. I'm just saying.
If you're talking like, yeah, Bernice, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. You'll be in Lowe's, and one of the older contractor guys or whatever walking through there answer the phone from the other end of the store. And he's like, oh, God, oh, God. You're like, you don't need to talk that loud
yes, you do. You
to the phone.
To. You do. You they have to. They can't hear you if you don't
probably
yell.
Why.
But see, there's a place to use a phone. Like if you're in Lowe's or Walmart or you're shopping, that's fine. Talk on your phone if you want to.
My phone won't pick up in Lowe's.
Yeah, because Lowe's is like possessed.
Giant,
or
same
it's
as Dollar General.
Metal.
Metal. It's
like,
yeah.
Giant your phone
Faraday
in
cage.
Movie theater.
But then at the same time, like
that's rude too.
In a restaurant, like if you're in Burger King, whatever, who cares?
Yeah.
But like if you're in a nice restaurant. And you answer your phone and then loudly talk on it. It's like this is not the
what,
place. To
what's
talk
y'all's
on your phone.
Opinion? What's I y'all's agree. Opinion on movie etiquette? See?
If
go to
the
go
the
to
drive
the drive-in. That way you can smoke, you can eat your food, you and your wife can make fun of each other.
You can
she
play
can
on
play
on
her
phone.
No,
like,
hang
yeah.
on. Like I don't think looking at like a text message or texting back in the theater is rude. I think if you turn your phone,
if your
down,
phone on vibrate and your brightness is down, I don't care
yeah,
at all.
I don't yeah. think that's rude, but I think like. Turning your bright, obviously, you know, voice texting or unsilencing your phone. But I think just like answering or like just answering a text, I don't really think that's rude personally.
No, I agree with that. But then I was like, some people in the theater, like I've had people like, hell yeah, I'm in the theater And then, of course, they're talking to, like, their grandmother. And, you know, grandmothers don't understand that you said you was in a theater. That means I don't want to talk right now. And they're like, your grandpa just nagged. What?
So gross.
Stop moving your eye.
Why?
Because you're making it bleed.
Huh?
Your eyeball is
well, maybe
bleeding.
You should quit elbowing me in the eye, you little turd.
I thought I was just like,
no, like, look
red.
Look at Dylan. But oh, look, yeah, keep no. your eyes straight. Now look at the wall. Yeah, it's bleeding.
Yeah. I thought it was just red.
Well, no, it just started bleeding.
Is it
no, it was like that earlier.
He's moving his eyes so much.
Huh?
No, it was like that
it
earlier.
It was definitely
no, it wasn't.
Like.
I've
yes,
been
it
with
was.
Him all day, guys.
When I got here,
when
he
I
looked
got
like
here,
that.
It looked like that.
Well, there it wasn't go. Like that earlier when we were in the truck.
You ain't going to see it unless you can see like out of your peripheral holes.
Peripheral.
He can't even see out of his that. Left eye.
You're looking to the wrong direction.
He can't even see out of his left eye.
Yeah, I can't
see. Can you take a picture?
Yeah. I can't see crap out of that eye anyways.
All right, it is very unobvious to the audience that your son gave you a black eye, so I was just going to tell him.
So yesterday, down here in jiu-jitsu, I elbowed him in the eye. You turn the flash on.
Holy shit. Dude, that's bad.
Hey.
Hang on.
It's terrible.
But you could see it
get
better.
Close. Yeah. Good? Yeah, but like.
You can see it better.
You can look
flash.
To that side. Look, open your eye, though.
I saw you hitting that button. Oh, like,
stop.
Yeah, so you had to click it twice.
I've never seen a black eye that bad.
You should have seen it when I shot myself with a nail gun.
I
didn't. Okay,
how old
on,
was I? Like three?
Let me,
you weren't born yet.
Let me pause this.
I
did not
Angel.
Shoot myself with a nail gun.
You always say that, and it makes you sound really dumb.
I was putting a pine ceiling up his tongue and groove pine, and I pulled the trigger, and it hit a knot. Well, instead of going into the knot, it ricocheted off, and I seen it coming at my eye. So I closed my eye, but luckily it wasn't sharp when it hit. It was just a blunted, like, rounded part. But it still, like, swelled my eye up like this. It was all bloodshot. It was gnarly looking. And I can't see. I couldn't hardly see out of it then. Like, I'm, like, 20/80. I'm probably closer to, like, 20/200 right now. Like, for the past few years, it's been getting worse. This eye is sharp, like, freaking telescope. This eye's like, I don't know what exists. What is life?
It's weird because your eye is black on the one side and it's bloodshot on the other.
That's because he hit me twice.
No, I didn't. Oh my, holy
he beat the hell
no,
out of
it
me.
It doesn't make any sense, holy though. Like, why isn't
guy.
That side of your eye black?
I don't know.
I don't understand how this part is black.
Well,
either,
he wasn't
because he hit me here.
He didn't. Yeah. He didn't stop rolling until one of us tapped.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I hit him.
How'd you like an anaconda choke?
This guy doesn't even, hang on, not before we talk about that. We re-tap, right? Or like and we're sparring. He gets me, I'm like laying down, I'm chilling. He looks at me, you gonna tap or not?
I had him in an Americana, like, where, I'm used to rolling with the old guys too. Like, you get me an Americana, you get me here, I'm tapping. Like, screw that, my shoulder's more important. I had him like up to here, and like, I'm not used to flexible people. I'm used to old guys.
And I legit,
like,
literally just like, backed up and moved my arm, and I'm like, why would I have tapped right there? Like, nothing in my head was thinking. Like, I didn't even feel pressure.
Yeah, you freaking loose-shouldered bastard.
I was like, what is he talking about, tap? I was, like, so confused.
It's like when we rolled Thursday.
Yeah, but you didn't black my eye.
Yeah,
you were nice to me.
He broke my arm. No, I'm joking.
he's like, Lee, two elbows.
You're my buddy.
I can't remember who. Did I tap? I think I tapped. All he does is sit on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It's like a freaking truck.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't even put all my weight down on you.
No, I'm pretty sure you did.
Mm-mm.
I'm pretty sure you did once.
Trust me. I was not driving my weight. I was doing it proper, but I was keeping a little bit floated. I try not to drive all 260-something pounds into people.
Well, the only thing that sucked is that previously the guy who I was sparring with, I forget his name, he put the wrong knee into my rib cage really hard, and that hurt.
Dylan, so you know how I pass guard?
Yeah.
Where I push your knees down and mm-hmm. I pass? You know how I've never hit you in the balls doing that?
Mm-hmm. It's probably because I'm careful. And I'm
right? No. It's because when I shove your legs down, I can hold your legs down. And then I'll jump up real fast and pass your guard. Well, this guy decided he was going to jump up with me at the same time. So
nailed me.
So when I push down and I jump up with my knee and go to swing over, he jumped up with me.
I mean,
so it's like
he
a,
brought
it was
that
like
knee
a,
up with a vengeance.
It's like a both. It,
That cannot be my fault. Because no one else I ever roll. No one else I ever roll with jumps up with me. That poor little kid in the. Man, he might weigh 95 pounds soaking wet.
The one I sparred with?
No, no. He makes that kid look like John Cena. Like, dude, his arm is this big around. It's pretty bad.
Is he new?
He's got a stripe just like me. I don't know why he got. I think coach just wanted us to feel like we were getting somewhere.
Make you feel good about yourself.
I think that's what the goal was. Like yesterday, he was telling me I look like I slimmed up, and he was trying to beatbox. Like, oh, well, I'm not saying you're. I don't care. Like, calm down, bro.
Yeah, but he's probably used to people that do.
Yeah, like
I love coach. Coach is cool.
He's very worried about it, but I was like, it doesn't matter.
It's like somebody told me at work, they're like, you look like you're losing weight. And I was like, I'm probably not. If I am, I'm gaining it right back.
No. You start doing jiu-jitsu.
I like to eat.
You won't lose weight. Like, some people do after a while, but, like, I haven't lost a pound. Inches? Yes. Like, solidifying everything, tightening up? Yeah. There is no workout on the planet like grabbing a hold of another dude your size and trying to kill each other.
We're not killing it. We're smart.
I seen a meme earlier that was like, guys be like, I need this. And they literally just go try to choke each other to death. And I'm like, yes, you need to choke someone. You need to be choked.
It's a little.
It's good for you.
No.
No.
It actually is. Hey, there was a woman in competition the other day that broke her own arm.
Sounds like something I would do.
Doing a rear naked.
Yep, sounds like something I would do.
I don't know. I haven't, like, looked at the videos or anything. But
rear naked chokehold.
Yeah,
right?
I'm assuming she had it here, and when she pulled it, just, like, it levered wrong on her arm. But, like, she snapped her own freaking arm.
Well, they wear gis in those, right?
Depends on if it's gi or no gi. Like, if you show up in a gi to a no gi competition, you're just, they're not going to let you roll.
I could see, because when we're learning the, they call it the zipper choke, where you grab their gi and, like, kind of get your...
Get it up and over there. Yeah.
I could see you somehow, if you're small enough, breaking your arm like that. Because you actually, like, put your bone on their shoulder and you go down. And the second you do, I could see, or they come up.
There's a lot of weird ways to, like, really hurt yourself really fast. And, like, it's so weird because the human body is, like, ungodly resilient and tough. I've known people been in wrecks and, like, just there's no way they should be alive and they're fine. And then I've known people been in fender benders and have aneurysms and die because their head got shook, you know, hit wrong. And it's like, the body is weird. Like, I've survived a lot of stuff I shouldn't have. And then, like, there's a lot of people I know that's been in the same type scenario, same skull fractures, same areas, and they're vegetables. And it's like, so I think it's just all in what God wants to happen. And he wanted that girl to break. No, I'm just kidding. He did not want that girl to break her arm. I mean, unless he did. I don't know. I don't know the mind of God. I tried to just listen to what he tells me.
I don't know how, because mine are still going strong. I've had those for, I think I got them at the beginning of the year.
Or them AirPods?
Them me.
No. I had an Android. They're
Sound Pete's.
They were like $80.
They're really good. It's just that mine decided, I guess I just got them too wet. Because I was messing with water. And they fall out.
Like, can you see what's happened to these? Shanks has literally, like, got the whole case. The thing I can't do with his is the case is this big. And I just, like, I like to have mine in my pocket.
Get bigger pockets, loser.
I have big pockets.
You got big pockets. Is that your brag? That's your flex?
Now you're going to make me want to get AirPods.
Dude, you're broke. You got to pay your insurance.
I'm not spending any money on them.
You got to drive 2 hours every other weekend.
Every other weekend?
Once a month.
Once a month?
No, I said at least twice. Maybe.
And that would be every other weekend, genius.
Yeah, that would be every other weekend, but.
Hey, you know what, guys? Well, I'm homeschooled.
Yeah, but we actually taught you how to live, and we taught you what every other weekend meant. We also
Not all parents are nice. I know parents who'd be paying for their kids' gas, insurance, their new car.
He taught you that not all parents are financially successful.
Oh, I know exactly what he's talking about.
I don't know.
Like, you see people and they're like, yeah, my parents pay for my gas. And it's like,
must be nice.
Yeah, really. Like, I understand to an extent.
if you don't have a job and you go to public school and like you're because you don't want to drive your kid and you're like, okay, I don't want you getting a job because I want you to spend time with us in the evening, so I'm going to pay for your gas from school and back. That makes sense to me.
How many of them parents do you know actually spend time with their kids in the evening?
A few.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm saying that would make sense to me as a parent. Like, but I want my kids to have, I don't want my kids to have to work as hard as I did as a kid.
Why?
But I want them to still have that sense of.
I think I did a pretty good balance with you. I think I did a pretty good balance with all you guys.
All right, Mom, chime in.
I was about to say, see you right, Mom, over there in. Laughing and all that.
Chime in.
There is a reason that people praise my kids and tell me how awesome my kids is. And 99% of that, I can promise you, is because you guys grew up working with me.
You think it was a happy medium?
I don't praise none of your kids.
I think you guys have turned out awesome.
Do you think it was a happy medium? Because I sure as heck don't. There was no medium.
Hey, when there's 90 goats on the property and they're out and it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you got 5 kids, you send their butts running through the woods at night to help fix the fence.
You know,
I mean, that's
I
just part
think,
of life.
I can think, I was scared of the dark my whole life.
Uh-huh.
You look me up. I don't know if I was so just asleep still. I can still recall walking through those woods, not a care in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Walking the fence line.
It's because you got a mission. I'm still scared of the dark.
Well, no, like, I am too. I don't know.
I'm 6'3", 260 pounds, most time have a gun and a knife on me, and know how to use them. And if it's dark, I'm still terrified. But if I have a mission and a purpose, like I've got to go do
something
this,
never
I just go do it.
About you, Malachi, because I'm not scared of it at all.
Were you tortured relentlessly as a child?
Was Malachi?
Yes. Have you met his sisters?
Did your sister wait for you to go to the bathroom at night? Because she knew you went to the bathroom every night. And, you know, our beds were like this. So it was bottom. Then the middle one was like this. And then the top one was like this. And so I was the middle. So I had, like, this little area under mine you could play. But there was, like, you could reach behind the ladder. So one spot was behind the dresser, which it was, like, the door and then the dresser. And then my sister would sit there and wait. And then I'd walk in, and then she'd scare the piss out of me. Or she'd just sit there and maniacally laugh under my bed all night. Like, witch cackle.
Which sister?
Allie.
Yep.
Or she'd reach in there and she'd grab my feet as I'm walking up the stairs.
That's the one that reminds me so much of Faith.
Somebody would have been kicked in my bed.
Hey, my sister, same thing. I'd have to go out of my bedroom and go down the hall. And she was like an extreme insomniac. She was one of there's people on the planet that are born to be night shifters. She was one of those people. Like the night, she was wide awake. She's tired all day. But she could hear me come out. And she'd be waiting behind the bathroom door, behind my door, or in my bed, or in my closet. Like, that was, and Daddy would, too. I remember sitting over here in town. I can even point the house out. We could drive over and look at it. Where, I don't know why this wound up this way, but I don't think you should put any kid's bed, unless you have to, which they did, directly by the front door of the house. Right? So, not only am I a little kid that's terrified of the dark, I'm in my bed, and I can look straight out the window because, like, there's a big open door and, like, look outside. But Daddy would come in there, like, growling in that room, like, sneak on the floor, and he'd be like, and, of course, I'm a little kid, and I'd be like, and he would, like, lift the bottom of the covers and then wait till he would get close to my ankle and grab my ankle and just snatch me out from under the covers and throw me on the floor and run out of the room.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I got relentlessly tortured. If it's dark, I'll hurt you. If it's dark and quiet, I'll go ballistic.
So glad I'm the oldest.
Yeah, well, that was my father.
Dylan, but you know what I'm talking about when I say the younger sibling treatment, don't you?
Yes.
Are you sure you're the oldest?
Yes.
No, that's your uncle. Okay, yeah, you got uncles.
Huh?
I was picturing the other dudes as her kids.
Casey?
That's my cousin.
Yeah.
He's like a different color. You pictured him as her kid?
Yeah, for some reason, I just pictured him as, like, a kid she took in and raised.
I mean, pretty much.
That's what he was.
Yeah, so that's not your cousin.
He's like...
That's your big bro.
It's like, what, 4 or 3 years older than me, something like that?
So are you step black, like that little kid on the TikToks or Instagram or whatever I've been watching?
Who let this guy on Instagram?
Or, I don't know what he's talking about. But
there's a black teacher, and he's telling stories about he's got this little kid that's step black, is what he says. So he's white as all get out. But he punches a kid for talking about his mama. And he's like, you just can't do that. And he's like, what, so you going to take the white man's side? He's like, no. What? We are not having this day.
I think that's what the world needs more of.
Step black?
No. I don't think we should bring bullying back. Like, bullying, I don't think.
But everybody needs to be punked.
No, no.
Bring bullying back,
I think that being able to just, like, in school and all, when someone says something smart, or they're just like, okay, you get one chance, you know, a few chances, but I think just punching someone should be allowed.
Yeah, I agree. And, like, it's they've totally taken away all,
like,
the...
actions have consequences, and when kids don't learn that, they think they can run their mouth to whoever they want to.
Like, we used to fight all the time until that stupid zero-tolerance policy crap started. Then we used it for vacations. I asked my buddy Hank one time. He was like, you tired of being at school? He's like, yeah, I hate school. So I hit him with a desk, and we both got 3 days.
Heck yeah.
He was at my house before. Like, he didn't even go. I think he went home and packed, and they dropped him off at my house. He spent 3 days with me. But, like, I don't understand. A lot of society has made the mistake of thinking that we have gotten so affluent and so advanced and so intelligent that we don't need that stuff anymore. Well, like, intelligence goes beyond book smart. Like, it goes to, like, social skills and stuff like that. And a lot of people are retards. Like, a lot of the kids you see at the 4-H camps and stuff, they're good kids. They want to be there. They're actually trying. But, like, a lot of the stuff they say and the actions they take, you can tell they haven't been trained how to act by somebody reinforcing it with violence. Like, you're 16, you're 21, I'm 39, right? Yeah. If we're doing something and someone comes along and just absolutely hands our tail into us, it does not matter how old a man is, he will recognize that violence in the future and go, I don't know. Last time I acted like that, somebody beat the fuck out of me. I don't really like the crap getting beat out of me.
Between the three of us, anybody who can take all three of us out.
Well, okay, something.
I won't be scared of that
you'd
guy.
You'd be surprised what a bat and a surprise can
okay,
do.
Okay, so something, I was on YouTube this morning looking at all my old subscribers because I never go on YouTube anymore. And it started playing like the downfall of YouTubers or whatever. And it's this guy who basically ran around and was just like harassing a bunch of people for clout. And he started in Japan until he literally got banned from Japan. Then he thought he was going to do that in Korea.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
And they actually, a bunch of teenagers started paying each other to track him down and beat the piss out of him.
Mm-hmm.
So they would just, like, a group would get together, they'd run and beat him up, and then another group would do the same thing.
There was a kid that I went to school with. I can't remember if he was a grade younger or older than me, but he was involved in something, and it caused somebody else's death. And I'm not really sure if it was his fault or not, but a lot of people blamed him for it. Man, that kid toted a butt kick and everything. I've watched people literally leap out of the back of pickup trucks driving by and land on him. Like, if they called him in public, they beat the crap out of him. And it's like, okay, yes, he was in a bad situation. I don't know the whole story, whether he was guilty or not. Doesn't matter to me. After 2 or 3 years of being scared, he reminded me of Yoda, the little dog at Face Apartment that was terrified to come out from the cage because the cat would pounce on it. That's what that kid looked like in public. Like, he'd get out of his car going into Walmart like,
someone's going to jump me.
Yeah, someone's coming out of somewhere like.
Like, Dazed and Confused, that weird egg tradition where they beat the piss out of all the freshmen.
That's proper hazing. Now, hazing, that is something that drives me nuts because they've gotten rid of it in all the colleges and all the fraternities and stuff like, and there's a lot of people that are like, hazing is terrible. No. Hazing is fine. Extreme hazing, like some of the ones that got it banned and kicked out and not supposed to do, there's a difference between putting somebody through some ritual. It builds camaraderie. When you go to the military and you go to boot camp together, or, you know, like, you go through this absolute tremendous hell together, it builds, like, camaraderie and companionship and trust. certain amount of hazing or, you know, ritualistic, you got to do this to be in this group. That's fine. But then there was, like, some of them that took it so severe that, like, there was kids dying and, like, being hospitalized. It's like, okay, now you're not building community. You're like, we're going to see who's going to die or not. Which I'm not completely against that in certain scenarios either. But, like...
Well, I think, like...
I think the world needs a proper level of proper violence.
Well, like how your friend group was.
I think we were a little extreme sometimes.
Okay,
too.
But, like, okay, if someone came around and they couldn't take it, did they come around anymore?
Not usually. The second you got mad and was all like, you had a whole household of people on your tail end. You'd get maced. You get beat with a Volvo antenna, like, we'd ruin your food.
Because that's not the type of people y'all like to hang out with. Something I've noticed I really can't handle, like, growing up the way I did, I can't handle people who can dish it and not take it.
It drives me nuts.
It makes me want to beat you. Mm-hmm. Like, genuinely, if you're going to dish so
Why'd
hard.
You look at me?
No, Dylan can take it. He just doesn't say anything.
Because I don't care.
Well, that's the thing, and there's a lot of people that, they don't dish, because, like, we are good-humored in a lot of our trashing. We know, like, that's how our family is. That's a Cunningham way. It's just you dog each other, you trash each other, your friends, your family. You go on about your business. But there's a lot of people that the dogging and trashing on them wasn't done in good humor and in fun. It wasn't part of the camaraderie of the group. It was somebody literally just being an asshole to them.
Yeah.
And so that's where you get the people that can dish it out, but they can't take it. Because their experience with it is people really trying to make them upset versus people just being like, hey, you moron, get up, get over here, you know? Like, there's a big difference.
Every time I call someone something like that, like, hey, stupid, or hey, moron, and they answer, like, well, why'd you call me that? Why'd you answer to that?
I get so mad at it. I'm like, bro, you don't have to call me stupid.
Oh, Dylan's all like, I'm going to cry.
No, that's my thing. If I yell, hey, stupid, and you turn around and answer,
that's your fault.
Not my problem at all. No one, like, did you think that was your name?
Mm-hmm.
That's the nice one, he says.
And I answered all of them.
Same.
He's like, get over here, retard, for I black your other eye. And I'm like, yes, sir. I'm sorry about it, guy. But the thing is, like, a lot of the people that can dish it and can't take it, too, I don't think they have the ability to understand that it doesn't really matter.
Or when, like, they can bring up something, but when you bring something up, you're being a gossip.
Oh, I hate those people. Those people. Well, I don't.
Like, okay, I don't even like gossiping in general, but, like, when you just bring something up, not to gossip about it, just bring it back, and they're like, oh, you know, you can't talk like that. You don't, you know. But then they do it. Malachi, they do 100%. It 10 seconds later.
I don't like gossip. I don't like when people are constantly.
I like hearing about gossip. I love hearing about it. Holy, it's so funny to me how bent out of shape people get about this stupidest stuff.
It depends on the scenario. Like, there's some people I go around that they just tell me, like, absolutely everything going on in everybody's life. And it's like, I don't care. They're like, you know, such and such did this and did that. And I'm like, no. Well, how did you not know that? Because I don't care. Like, I haven't been involved in people's lives in a long time because I do not care and I do not like drama. And it's a whole lot easier just to be.
Well, there's a difference between 4-H drama and family drama.
Yeah, I guess so. Some of the 4-H drama is hilarious.
I know.
Because these kids are like, oh, he did this, and they're like, so? And that affects you how?
And well, there'll be people who don't even know him. And they'll walk up and tell you the whole story, and it's like.
And then there's the opposite type of drama at 4-H, where you'll have people be like, they'll bring up a situation, and you'll be like, I know all about it. How do you know? And it's like, well, I've been next to you all day. And you've literally told 4 people loudly right next to me. How do you expect me not to know? I try not to listen, but at a certain point, when you've heard the same story 4 times, you kind of start picking up on the gist of it. And some of them kids, you can tell their parents like don't pay attention to them at all. Because they'll be doing things and talking about things, and they'll be like, well, I don't know how I got in trouble about that. Because you told everybody here. If you don't want people to know that you snuck off to the kissing shack, you probably shouldn't be walking around high-fiving each other.
The kissing shack.
That wasn't even a shack. It was like a piece of tin.
No, what do we call it? We call it the love shack.
Y'all got a love shack?
Dude, it's this tall.
Yeah. And then they were talking about some bridge at one point. They were like, yeah, they go to this bridge and they go under it. And like the only bridge we could find on the property was like
No, they don't go under the bridge. It's a creek, Dylan. Like a creek. And the bridge is, it's not even off the ground. They were talking about the love shack, which is like you walk past the bridge and then to the left there's like this old like, tin building thing.
It's like a septic tank cover.
It's like this tall. You'd have to be
That's
on your.
That's why it smells so bad in there.
It's disgusting. We call it the love shack.
Oh, some of the, I don't know. It's really weird to watch. Like I don't know if you guys haven't probably seen this yet, but it's really weird to go to the camps, like the junior camp, junior high camp, the roundups, and then you go to like. Events with adults. We don't change.
I don't go to either.
You're going to start.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Start going to events with adults, Dylan.
Uh-huh. We're going to start having parties and throwing events, and I'm going to start promoting, and yeah.
I'm going to be the guy in the corner on my phone and drinking sweet tea. That's perfectly
fine
with me.
That's fine. You can drink sweet tea in the corner. But yeah, we're going
to
start.
With music on, I occasionally do one of these. And
I am ready to quit being a hermit and start interacting with people again, but only with the people I want to interact with.
I'm fine with being, I don't think I'm a hermit, but I'm fine with being me. Reclusive.
Gay.
It always turns gay with Dylan.
I didn't even do anything that time.
It's okay, Dylan.
Or say anything.
You ain't got to do anything.
Both of them, the same sleeping bag.
There's a reason we took the door off the closet, because every time you What's go that? In, you need to find your way back out. It's okay, Dylan.
I don't even have a closet, bro.
We got a girl out there for you. Me and Malik got to pick one out.
He's like, we have?
We seen her in Lowe's today.
I'm too busy. I'm too tired of being this matchmaker, okay? People told me I had to hang up my jacket.
Why?
Apparently, I'm not good at it.
You're not good at it. What type of matches you been making?
Well, I made two people get together because I knew their relationship wasn't going to work. And I wanted them to get over themselves.
Worst couples counselor on the planet. Yeah, you two suck.
Honestly, I do like that one.
No, because, I mean, they're 16 and 16. One of them's like holding a conversation with the floor in here. Not really like.
Not all there.
No. And the other one was like, oh, you're so great. You're so great. I went up to him like, you like her? He said, yep. I said, go ask her out. And they did. And then they dated for like a month. They went on they dated for like 5 months. They went on one date. And he said, I think we should stop courting.
And this is from the kid that's like, you like her? Yeah. Then go ask her out. But yet, it's like, hey, Monica, you like her? Yeah. You going to ask her out?
Absolutely not.
It's in the right timing. Trust me.
I can't say nothing. I pursued your mama for a year and a half before I actually asked her.
He has no room to talk.
Yeah.
His friend had to basically tell him to.
Yes. He was scared. I might say no.
Yeah, that would have been terrible. There's only one
they
woman.
They were holding hands walking into class. But
mm-hmm.
There's only one woman I've ever cared about actually wanting to like me, and that was her. So, like, I wanted to make sure that she was mine.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Cheat Code over here.
Even though I had cheat codes, she did not.
And I still had free will.
So I had to pursue her and actually get to know her. And
that's why
know.
He didn't get her a Christmas gift for the first 10 years of their marriage.
Yeah. I gave her five youngins.
I was already married. That's where I made the mistake.
Yeah. I gave her five kids. Like, what else could she want? She loved having babies. She was happy pregnant. She was phenomenal at pregnant. She was great at having kids. Like, there's days I wish I'd have had five or six more.
You going to marry me or not?
Yeah, that was super romantic.
Have I made up for it since then?
Romance.
Huh?
Yeah.
I always tell people that story, and they're like, oh. And I'm like, I mean, honestly, she didn't really have a choice.
I did not.
She's about to pop.
I
so
was.
I will say still this been to, nice to anybody chill. Listening to this segment.
Yeah. Don't say that.
I was an absolute terrible.
Don't say that.
What did he say?
Don't say you're going to marry me or not.
Don't
say that.
Don't. Yeah.
Don't.
I agree.
Don't say that.
I agree. 100%.
Just
like try a little.
Just don't say that.
Make her feel like she's wanted. Okay.
Will you marry me? Yeah. Let's get married.
Hang on. Let me finish.
Can we take this to the next step? Like,
I was a good husband in a matter of I provided for my family.
Absolutely.
I made sure the mechanics were taken care of. I took care of the house. I took care of the property. And I made you feel pretty.
Sometimes.
But as far as like how to actually emotionally take care of my wife and make sure that she knew I loved her and all that, I was terrible at. Like, I was a terrible husband for a long time. And I didn't take care of myself physically. Like, I always looked like a ragamuffin because, like, if I worked, I wore whatever I worked in all the time. But I always worked. Like, I was always working. So, like, I always looked terrible. And I honestly don't understand why she stayed with me for the first 10 or 15 years. I was a douchebag husband.
Because I said I do.
I know.
That's why.
Yeah, but not many people get married with that mentality. But for the past 3 or 4 years...
I was there, guys.
I have been trying to actively, not just like, because you can say I'm sorry.
16 out of the 22.
Yeah, you can say I'm sorry for something, but that doesn't mean jack unless you actually change your actions. So, like, I have a nicer wardrobe. I make sure my stuff matches. We coordinate outfits. I take her out to eat. We go on dates. Like, sometimes we just get in the car and drive around because we're broke. Like, I spend a lot of time, effort, and energy trying to make up for the douchebag I was for the first half of our marriage. Longer than the first half of our marriage. I don't know. I guess I really started, like, kind of trying to, like, be a little more romantic.
First 20 years of their marriage.
At our 10th anniversary.
First 20 years of their marriage.
Because I've had a personal florist for, like, 13 years now.
Yeah, but still.
That's when you started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's when you started?
Mm-hmm.
What is that face?
So, wait, hang on. You're 16? So that was when he was 3 years old?
Mm-hmm.
I would say he actually started.
That's when I started caring about my appearance.
No, in general. Like, I could see the effort, but as far as, like, being a better dad, you know, being a better spouse.
No, I was a complete lockdown sociopath for up until 2 or 3 years ago. I had shut off all emotion and was, like, spiraling down a hill of wanting to kill people. But, like.
You interrupted Malachi.
I would say 2 years ago is when you started actually, like.
That's crazy. You gonna take that?
No. He's right.
No. But he's right.
When they all sit me down and basically were like, you gotta do something different because you're going crazy. And it was like, okay. I can sit here and I can be pissed off. I can be furious. Or I can actually listen to the people that I actually want to like me and love. And start actually working on myself. Like, I've gotten rid of a lot of the personalities that aren't good for me. I've combined a bunch, you know. So, like.
You know what I just do? Like, that line of switches, you know, the pain one. I have a brain one.
He just cut his brain off. Now, see, I had that. I still have a control room in my head, and I can kill all my emotions at will. But the problem is, I did that when I was 12, 13.
When you lost your mom.
I did it a little bit before that. I really shut it down when mama died. But, like, I did that for most of my life, was I just kept the entire control room shut off. So, like, up until 2 or 3 years ago, like, I didn't know what emotions were, how to process them, how to deal with them, nothing. And I still have a really, really hard time with it because, like, I don't understand other people's emotions. I don't understand their logic behind, like, when people get butthurt about someone saying something about them, and they're all just, like, tore up because somebody says, like, I don't get it.
I don't get mad when people say anything about me.
It's the caring what other people think that you have the worst heart.
I know.
It is okay to care what people think to a certain extent.
Oh, I hate that. Oh, my gosh.
What did I miss?
Oh, I just don't want anybody to hate me. Who cares about that person?
Yeah.
They can jump off a cliff and nobody would be sad.
Actively trying to make people hate.
But I would be. I would be sad if that person jumped off a cliff.
Why?
I care about people in general.
Well, see, I do too.
I don't have to know you to care and not want you to do something like that.
I could say I do.
Yeah, I mean, I care about people in general too, but I really care about them, not in a superficial way.
So, if they jump off a cliff, are you going to care?
It depends on who it is.
I'm jumping with them.
Why'd they jump off a cliff? I may not understand their logic, and I may not. I guess I still am kind of callous to death. It just doesn't bother me that bad. Like, life goes on. Like, if you lose, you lose somebody, regardless of who it is in your life, somebody really close to you, a mother, a friend, a sister, a brother, a father, a daughter, a granddaughter, a grandson, you know, whatever. Like, it is okay to be sad. It is okay to be upset. If it's been 6 months to a year, it's time to start moving on. If it's been 20 years, it's really time to start moving on. And you can still think about them and be sad about it, but it's time to start remembering who they were and what they would want you to be instead of just sitting around and whining all the time about it. Like, people die. It's part of life. It's a symptom of being born.
You're right. And I don't know. Like, it's easy to sit here and say that, not having lost a child, not having lost a spouse. Like, I'm not going to
say
that I would be different, because I don't think you know until you're there. I agree that life goes on, and I agree that you have to move on eventually, but, like, okay. Grief is hard.
Well, let's not even go to the people that are supposed to, are not supposed to die before you. Like, you should never have to bury a child. I completely agree with that sentiment. I think it's one of the most horrible things on the planet. Do you want to sit around and become a miserable person to where your life is not valuing anybody else anymore?
No.
Exactly. That's what happens to a lot of people. But, like, let's go to parents. You expect your parents to die before you do. That's the natural order of life.
Fair.
I know people that have lost parents.
Yeah.
That just, they've been devastated for 15, 20, 30 years. And it's like, okay, something you kind of should have known was coming. And at the same time, you kind of need to get over it. Like, because I'll have people ask me, because they know I've lost both parents, and my, you know, and they'll be like, well, what's your view on this and this? And I'm like, okay, my view on this is, it is okay to be sad, but it is also something you need to move on with.
Well, that's fair, I guess. But, like, also, I think if you're, the emphasis or the emotional whatever connection, if your heart is rooted in a person, it's always dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, I can't solely get my fulfillment from you. I can't solely get my fulfillment from our kids. Because people are people, and they're going to fail you. And sometimes they're going to die. And it's sad, and it's heartbreaking, but it happens. And so, yeah, you've got to have, for us, it's a relationship with the Father.
You can say Christ.
Well, Jesus.
Like, if anybody's like, I want you to say Jesus Christ on the podcast, I'm going to be like, okay, the next episode is us just rotating saying Jesus Christ.
I don't want your subscription.
I mean, yeah,
unsubscribe.
Fair.
But, like, the thing is, that's fine. And, like, it's understandable to be saying, even if you rooted yourself in that person, go find another person. Like, just don't sit around and be a miserable turd. Like, it drives me nuts when people, because, like, life is not about being extremely happy or extremely sad. It's about having peace. But, like, if you spend your life wallowing in misery because something bad happened to you, sorry, a lot of bad stuff happens to a lot of people.
See, I think you got confused, because I said brain switch, not emotion switch. Brain in general.
Yeah, but not everybody can flip their brain like they just took 19 gummies and said they're like this.
You said you can flip your emotions off. I just turned the brain off.
I can't do that. There's too many guys up there.
What was it the other day?
What do you?
I just do my special when plan.
We're doing the debate thing at SRTLC, and someone looked at me and was like, so were you thinking about anything while he had his 2 minutes to think about it? And I was like, to be honest, my brain is so empty right now. And I just looked back up there. There was, like, at the end of the day, we were debating subjects, like, to find a service project, something you want to change or whatever. So I got up, and you're supposed to, like, clap someone's hand, and then, like, you know, you're supposed to give your spew of why you want them to join your cause. And I was like, took me, like, 2 seconds to come up with something stupid. I came up with something. Why did you give me 2 minutes to think about that? That whole 2 minutes was me sitting with my brain off. Yeah,
but what you're not understanding is most people cannot do that. Most people are indecisive. Most people want to think of something really good. They want to be approved of. And you're like, I'll do this, and this is my logic. Bam, problem solved.
My logic was there's too many homeless people, and we need to do something other than just feed them and support their retardedness. They need to get off the streets. They need to stop doing drugs. And if they don't, that's their problem, not mine.
Maybe we should change the drug laws to make it to where you can work at certain jobs and still be on drugs.
We just sit there and support them for living under the bridges because they want to. That's where they want to be. Most of them, if they don't want to be there, they're addicted or they just want to be there. Those are the two, like, root causes of the homeless community.
Yeah, there's a small percentage that is there out of just really crappy life circumstances without drugs, but that's a small percentage.
So, if we just, I mean, like the soup kitchen, we're just feeding them. They can come there five times a week, get all the food they need. We give out a bunch of free stuff, and then they just keep living out there.
There's quite a...
And it's a good charity, but the problem is we're taking a soup kitchen and we're trying to turn it into a restaurant. And that's what doesn't sit right with me, because our job is to give, and that's what this business and idea was founded on. And we're taking this idea and we're twisting it into a restaurant. So we're worried about, oh, you're late. Oh, you can only have one plate. Oh, you can only this. We're not a restaurant. If we don't get 120 on our health inspection, at the end of the day, we're not feeding anybody that's paying for the food. Are we? So you need to be more worried about what the business was built on. And what the foundations?
Well, that's the problem. It's not a business.
It's a charity.
It's a charity.
Yeah, what this charity was built on.
Nonprofit, right?
I think so.
Nonprofit. I don't know. Well, we do like fundraisers.
Yeah, but it's not for profit. Like, your goal is not to make money. Your goal is to make food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it's just so twisted. We want to make this a business. We want to make this a restaurant, basically, is what it feels like when you walk in there. Everybody's so worried about everything. Versus when Robert was the manager, apparently through health code violations, you have to be 16 to be in the kitchen. How old was I when they hired me on?
15.
Make that make sense. Well, you pulled that rule out of your butt. I started volunteering there when I was 14.
There's a lot of rules and stuff that people don't follow and other people follow.
Well, here's the thing. See it. Just imagine in your head a health inspector coming in there and, oh, how old are you? How old are you? And Robert Martin is the manager there. Just imagine in your head how that's going to go.
Yeah. He'd be like, he's 42. Looks really good for his age.
Like, he would not care. He'd be like, well, you can just leave then. I ain't got time for your crap.
I need to reach out to him and see if he'll come sit and do an episode with us. I'd love to listen to Robert tell stories for an hour or two. Like,
same.
He is. I miss getting to see him a lot. I got to see him a lot when I was a kid. But we also used to, like, just go crash his house. Me and Mom would be driving around town working. And she'd be like, I'm hungry, and I need a nap. So we'd just go to Robert's house and fix herself a sandwich and crash out on his couch just for about an hour and then go back to work. Was he home? No. Did we eat his and Trudy's food? You darn right we did. Always had some good food in the fridge. Nice ham.
He
think
can
she's the
throw
one
down.
Turn me into, like, the Black Forest ham and stuff. Yeah.
He can.
Yes.
Used to be, like, when Malachi would bring home food, didn't always look appealing. No offense, Robert, I love you. But,
well,
man,
it's
was so good. And now it doesn't look good, and a lot of times it don't taste good either.
Well, it's hard to make food look good when you're cooking for 100 people.
That's
well,
fair.
Well, now
fair.
It's more like we're just cooking in bulk.
Yeah.
And so... they're not really worried about appearance.
Well, that's not restaurant
like. Well, like, if you're homeless and you're getting free food and you're like, this doesn't look good.
Well, oh, man. They were complaining about the chicken not being cooked enough one time.
Was it?
It was chicken. You're homeless.
I don't want to eat raw chicken.
Yeah, but you don't want to give them all the squirts.
It wasn't.
A bunch of dead people.
It looked fine. And, like, when you see them and it's just, like, the whole plate, they barely touched three of their food and, like, took two bites. It's just like, why? Why did you even come in here?
Well, see, not everybody that comes to the soup kitchen is homeless. Some people just poor.
Why'd you come in here if you're just going to look at it? You're wasting someone else's plate.
I mean, it happens. And that's the problem with all those type charities is, like, you do the best you can, but you're not always going to be taking care of the people that are the most appreciative. And that's just part of, that's like the drug ministry. Like, I was in the drug ministry for years, and, like, people get all tore up when they, like, go back to doing drugs and take it as a personal affront. It's like, you're in a ministry to love them the best you can. When they screw up, you can't sit here and beat them with it. And like I said, a lot of the people that come there aren't homeless. I'd say half of them aren't.
I can tell because I can smell them.
Well, yeah, usually that's kind of, you know, if you smell like you live under a bridge, you might live under a bridge. Now, I used to smell like I lived under a bridge, but didn't live under a bridge.
No, you didn't. The first time you have to clean up, you have to mop up diarrhea.
Maybe.
That's because the chicken wasn't cooked. Maybe you should cook the chicken good. And that's in the service industries, like working at Kroger or Walmart.
I think we had like an assisted living group there that day, because they had to be, because they like jumped on it, and they cleaned the dude up. They did everything. So if they weren't assisted living, they had something to do with healthcare
or hospice,
yeah,
or some type of.
Because the as quick as, like, it was a bunch of the ladies, and some of them were wearing scrubs, I think. But, like, I'm talking, they had the bathroom re-cleaned and him cleaned up in, like, 20 minutes.
And that's something I think we really need to start changing in our society, is healthcare workers, like nurses and stuff, they have a very hard job. Whether you're in a hospital, a nursing home, doing home health, like, it doesn't matter. Especially in hospitals and nursing homes. You've got a tough job. Like, you're dealing with most people at their worst, or their most incapacitated or crippled. Like, you've got to have compassion out the wazoo. It's extremely stressful. A lot of them are overworked, like, because a lot of them don't show up, and, like, you have to cover double shifts. Like, I know nurses that work 16, 17 hours a day on a regular basis.
I could handle, like, being the one to tell you your loved one passed away. I think I could handle that.
Tough luck, kid.
Well, no, just like, you know, hey, they're deceased. I think I can handle that. The like people who actually their job is to go out there and distract the kids. Like whenever Granddaddy was in, what was he in?
ICU.
The ICU, and they, you know, she came out there and was like giving us toys to try to like,
yeah,
kind of raise a spirit. I could not do that. There would be no.
I could do that easily. Like when your mama was having all you guys, like. When she would be done having the baby and then, like, they give her something to go to sleep, I would get bored just sitting in a hospital room. She's snoozing. Baby's in the nursery, you know. So, like, I would go walk around the hospital, like, parking lots. I'd walk up and down Second Avenue and stuff. And, like, a lot of the people that I got to talk to, like, there were several families there that, like, had some really bad off family members that were close, and some of them younger and stuff like that. And I got to talk to them and their kids. And, like, I could do that aspect of it. And I think mainly I could do it because I've been there. Like, I've been the kid sitting in the hospital and mama got run over by a truck, like, you know. And been the kid that's smart enough to look at her and go, I was raised by an RN nurse. They just listed her injuries and they said 50-50 chance. They're lying. She's dead. Like, she's not. Like, I knew once they, like, I heard them telling all the injuries, I'm like, yeah, she's gone. There is no saving her. And if they do save her, she's going to be an invalid for half her life, and she's going to be miserable. So I would rather her go on and die as opposed to live the rest of her life miserable. And that was at 13 I was able to make that conclusion.
Well, I can
And
do
a lot
that.
Of kids can. But nobody actually comes to the kids and says, hey, how you doing? You know.
My problem would be I'm very honest to a fault. And I'm really bad about knowing, like, when you're being too
honest.
We were doing that drill, and it was what's something you struggle with or life is you taught, and I just used honesty because I'm too honest sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I said that in an interview one time. They said, what's your greatest strength and your greatest weakness? And I said, honesty. And the manager across the table and two other supervisors, one of them said, honesty.
Compared to strength.
Well, he said, honest, I could see how that could be a strength. And I'm like, well, honesty is a great strength because I'm honest. Like, I don't care. I'm going to tell you my true opinion. And, like, it's I'm going to be honest about everything. That's just how I am. And he's like, well, how can, he's like, I just don't understand how that could be a weakness. Like, that just doesn't make any sense to me. I said, so?
I think you said, I don't care.
Yeah, I was like, I don't care. And he's like, yeah, I understand now. Like, it's, because, yes, you're right. You can be honest. But then there's, like.
Learning how to be honest, but in a nice way.
Yeah, deliver it.
Yeah, one of the harder struggles.
But to me, there's certain things that. There's no nice way to say some things.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Like, you can say to another man, especially, like, you need to man up and take charge and, like, actually be a man. You can say that in 100 million nice ways, and they're not going to understand it. But the second you look them dead in the eyes and angrily say, you just need to man up, quit being a baby. They're going to get mad at you, but they're going to appreciate the honesty. All the CEOs and, like, bigwigs and stuff I dealt with over the years, they'd come in and I'd just tell them flat out how things were. And they'd be like, man, I really appreciate you being honest with me. Everybody else just tells me everything's awesome. And it's like, it just doesn't work. Militaries especially. Like, I was never active military or in the military, but I've known a lot of military people. And they would talk about the generals and stuff coming. And so, like, the guys in charge would go get, like, the tool sets they don't let them use. And then they would, like, make everything shiny. And, like, you're a big mechanic, bae. You're responsible for all the freaking Apaches and airplanes and everything. Like, it's kind of an important job. Like, you know, if I send somebody to war and I put them on a plane to fly them overseas, I would rather know that it was actually properly maintenance. Yeah. Just saying. But what these bigwigs do is because they got bigger bigwigs coming in is they want everything to be ship-shaped, spick and span. Like, it's got to be perfect. We don't want to make them disappointed in us. But I knew one guy, and I can't remember what rank he was, but he was in charge of that one time. And he said they had all the generals and stuff coming in, and he laid out all the tools they use every day. He told them, don't clean up. You run it just like you do every daggum day. And the generals come in, and they were fussing and stuff. And he says, no. So don't fuss at me. He said, I'm doing the best I can with what I got, and this is what you gave me. He said, if you want it to look better, if you want our planes to look better, if you want our tanks to look better, if you want this place to be worthy of you coming in and looking at, why don't you give me the resources to make it happen? And guess what? The generals all stopped, talked to each other for a few minutes. They got new tools. They got extra personnel to help keep things. Because, like, you can't expect this guy to work 12 hours tearing his diesel engine down and doing all this stuff. And then at the end of his day, spend another hour or two cleaning everything up.
Well, like, you can.
You can. It's just not feasible.
Yeah. I
know. And so, like, they actually got extra personnel. They gave them people to, like, have cleaning crews and stuff. And, like, the place started looking great all the time. And it was like, holy crap, you told someone the truth. And instead of getting mad at you, they were like, it makes sense. We're underfunding them and expecting them to do great things. A lot of factories do that.
It drives me crazy.
Like, I never, when I was a line lead, I kept my room ready for a tour all the time. If this is how you want it to look when the bosses come in, this is how it's going to look all the time, or else it's not going to be that way. Mm-hmm. And so, like, they'd come around and be like, oh, we're having such and such come in. I'd be like, okay. Well, aren't you going to clean? I'm like, go look. Go walk around my freaking room right now and look and tell me I need to do anything. And they'd usually come back and be like, oh, it actually looks pretty good. I was like, yeah, because I don't want to be stressed. I don't like stress. So how do I not be stressed? Oh, we're having a surprise visit today. Okay. I don't have members of my crew losing their fingers because they're cleaning without the safety guards on while still trying to operate their machines because you got a boss coming in. Like, chick lost these two and this one because they were rushing them, making them, oh, we still got to have production because we got to look good, but you also need to make everything ship-shaped, spick, span. So they were taking guards off and reaching in machines and cleaning stuff they shouldn't have been because they were in a hurry. And it's like, in my opinion, I don't think that woman should have ever had to work another day in her life. That company should have paid her enough that she could live because it's your fault for being dumb and making her get injured.
That is true. That's pretty stupid.
Yeah.
So, were you gang signing me over there?
A little bit.
Okay. Where we at?
An hour and 15.
That's fine. Dang. That's fine. You stiff. You've been sitting for an hour and 15 minutes.
Should have been here last Friday. We sat here for like 2 hours, I think.
I think we could have been here for like 4 or 5 last
night. I know.
But we were just rolling.
I was just sitting here listening.
I knew Dylan wasn't adding that much.
Eventually, I'm going to get us like a little second area with like another camera set up.
When people
it's going to have recliners and be like the.
I can't get into the conversation, so I'll just sit there and listen.
You get into the conversation sometimes.
Just cut them off. That's what you have to do with Dad.
No, I'll just.
It really is.
Punch me in the eye.
Okay, yeah, I'll do your other eye. Don't worry.
No, just hit. It's already blind, man. Let's go ahead and abuse this one. You leave the telescope alone, man. I need that one. I just don't understand how people touch their eyes still. Don't you start that.
I was going to do it.
Why? That is one of the most important organs on your body.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take my knife to it. You want us to know?
Okay, that's crazy. I'm but your hand, your finger,
tattoos,
like,
shoving
why?
A spoon up in there.
Oh,
no, see,
yeah.
That's bad. But, like, touching
you
my own eyeball,
one?
Not a big
when
deal.
When they give you eyelid tattoos, they take a plastic spoon and they shove it in there so that it's.
Hang on.
Shove it.
Hang on. Let me explain how they do it, right? A buddy of mine had FU on his eyes. When he closed his eyes, it was eyelids, right? And I'm like, okay, how do they tattoo your eyeballs? He's like, all right. He said, they take your eyelashes and they start with a Q-tip. And they roll your eyelashes up in that Q-tip so that they can pull your eyelids forward. And then they shove a plastic spoon up in there to push against your eyelid and pull it down to where they can tattoo it.
I agree.
And he was
That's
like,
disgusting.
This is great. This is also the dude that we talked into letting us douse him in lighter fluid and then light him on fire so that he could jump off the roof of the barn into the pool.
That's on
Do
YouTube.
Do you still know this guy?
It's on YouTube.
By chance?
I'm not even, I don't even know
on
if he's
YouTube.
Still living.
Remember, you remember that
I
video?
Don't think
it's on YouTube.
Do you remember his name?
Because I was about to say.
Huh?
Do you remember the guy's name?
No, I don't remember his name. I lit him on fire three times, but I don't remember
him.
His name.
Exactly. We should call him an idiot.
Well, he's
there's
on YouTube.
There's a lot of idiots out there.
Well, he's an idiot.
There's a whole lot of idiots out there. We just talk people into doing all types of stupid stuff.
I don't get eye tattoos.
I don't mind. Like, if you want to get tattoos, if you want to tattoo your face, your ears, I don't care. Don't whine when it causes things bad in your life.
Don't tattoo your face.
Like, I've known people with tattoos all over their face and be like, well, they won't hire me at this place. It's because you got tattoos all over your face, dude.
How ugly you think you are. Don't tattoo
right here
your face.
And down
you're,
is okay.
You're a beautiful person.
Up,
don't tattoo
don't
your
touch
face.
That.
I
don't do it.
I think you should follow Yakuza rules. Neckline down, wrist line up. Like, if you can't cover them with a long sleeve shirt, you shouldn't have them.
Yeah. You have one on
love.
Your finger.
Yes, but this is not a tattoo. This is my wedding ring. I wear my wedding ring every now and then, but I also don't, you know.
Oh, that's probably what I'm going to do. I don't like jewelry. So.
Well, you still have to have a band, like a wedding band.
Oh. Yeah, you got to get a girl first.
All right.
Or are you going to marry one
so
of
we're all
step
doing
one.
Shots fired.
I'm telling you, we picked one out for you. We was talking to her at the table while Malachi was eating barbecue.
Boy. What?
Malachi knows who I'm talking about.
Dylan, oh. I want a free Sharpie today.
Dude, I got a set of drill bits. Okay, anybody listening, if Lowe's from all over the place, they do this at all the Lowe's, they do the customer appreciation.
Okay.
Like, we were there this morning getting some other stuff, and she was like, well, we're having barbecue from 11 to 2, customer appreciation. And we're like, whatever, we're not going to drive back across town. But we were still in town at, like, 11:10. And I was like, hey, Malachi, you want to go get free food? And he's like, it's free? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I'll eat barbecue for free.
Yeah,
he's like, I ain't going
like,
to pay for barbecue, but I'll eat
yeah,
free
I was
barbecue.
Thinking, like, I can buy barbecue somewhere better than Lowe's. Like, let's be for real, guys. Then they were like, it's free, and they let you enter a free raffle.
Yeah, got a raffle.
And I got to spin the wheel.
Yeah, but see, the raffle wasn't spinning the wheel.
I know.
The raffle's for other stuff. I can't remember what the prizes were.
But they had, like, tape measure, drill bit sets, giant socket sets. Dad got a drill bit set. I got a Sharpie.
Saw blades, yeah.
So, blades, tape measures, drill bit sets. You know, you want to know what I got?
Sharpie.
Look up how much they are.
Sharpies are cool.
Pro, Lowe's Pro Sharpie.
That's probably a $5 Sharpie.
I can't say it.
What?
Just one? That's what I was trying to say. Give me a minute.
Just one Sharpie.
How much is that Sharpie?
It's showing sets, like packs.
Well, how much is a pack?
This pack with two black and one red and one blue is $8.98 at Lowe's.
Okay, so you got a $2.40 Sharpie.
Just one. Should've been. I feel like a pack would have sufficed.
And you got a free barbecue sandwich and whatever that potato salad was.
That was pasta salad. I don't know what the freak that guy was on. He said it was potato salad. Goofy.
You were up there getting the wheel, and the two that were sitting at the other end of the table, I heard him go, "Yeah, I think I agree with that kid there." And a woman goes, "What?" He's like, "This is not potato salad." He's like, "This is the most not potato salad I've ever had at a potato salad.
It's pasta salad.
Yeah, it had noodles and all that. I didn't eat it anyways, but
it's pasta salad. You know the vinegar. You know, yeah. It's literally pasta salad." And he looks at me, "Potato salad? No, I don't want potato salad because you ain't got none."
If it was actually potato salad, I might take it from you.
I like pasta salad.
But yeah,
I like pasta salad. For the people, I don't like potato salad.
If you get the emails inviting you, like I'm going to start going to them because, heck, if I get to go spin a wheel and win crap every time, I'll drive up there for something free. I don't care.
That's cool.
But yeah, like I didn't know they did. I've been having the emails for years.
You know, come to lunch with you. I could have done that. I wouldn't have actually because we had a retirement dinner this year.
I didn't even
today,
think about
but
that.
Like,
but yeah.
In the future.
Yeah. It's like a soup kitchen, but Lowe's.
Wow. And was just saying how you were thinking about romantic things. And you didn't think about that's
he's
crazy.
He's so romantic.
Hey, you would be
bringing her to Lowe's for free barbecue.
Hey.
Holy.
I'm moving on up in the world from the guy that said, "Are you going to marry me or not?" You know what I mean? Like, so.
Lowe's parking lot barbecue.
I mean, hey, it can be romantic in some type of way.
Oh, my goodness.
That's funny.
You want us to wrap it up?
All right, ladies and gentlemen. And
Jadies and Littlemen.
Yeah, you're just ladies and gentlemen because there's no other genders. Anyway.
You ain't wrong, bro.
Like, subscribe, comment, share. Don't do any of that. Don't do drugs.
Unless they're good for you.
That's your cue.
What are you doing?
No, you have to say it.
Say what?
You know.